This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Allahu Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa usalli wa usallim ala al-mab'uthi rahmatan lil alameen. Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'du. Indeed, we are in great need, not for this book, but for the concept of this book. Muslims don't need to know nuclear science, don't need to know politics, economy. They need to go to the basics. And our biggest problem is our knowledge in the basics is zero. Anyone you ask them about the pillars of Iman, the 561, as Sheikh Hussein usually talks to you about, they would say, oh, Shahada, Salat. Say, no, stupid. This is Arkanul Islam. Excuse my French. I just came from Indonesia, so yeah. They speak French there sometimes. Anyhow, so they mix Arkanul Islam with Arkanul Iman. Without Arkanul Iman, you're not a Muslim. So if you don't know the basics, you have a problem with your Islam. Yeah, no matter what you do in your life, you'll always have depression, you'll always have problems, you'll always have anxiety attacks because you don't know Islam. And this brings us, as the chairman kindly pointed out, to my topic. So what is my topic? Wallahi, I was shocked. Yeah, and of all people, you asked me to come and talk about the alphabet. Yes, I'm a linguist by education. I have a degree in linguistics, English. So you want me to talk about the alphabet? I will talk about the alphabet without any problem. The issue for us as Muslims is very crystal clear. Homosexuality is haram. Not a single Muslim differs. Yeah, and if you find me one single Muslim says it's halal, I'll take him out of the fold of Islam. Khalas, he's not a Muslim. Because denying anything known from Islam by default, even if you don't do it, is blatant kufr. I don't drink intoxicants. I don't drink wine. I don't drink vodka, tequila, scotch, black label, gin, rum. I don't know these things. But if I say, it's okay, I don't drink, but I think it's okay for others to drink, this is kufr. It takes you out of the fold of Islam. So what is our problem? Our problem now that the people are out of the field of basics. In the beginning, there was Adam and Eve, peace be upon them. Adam and Hawa. This is the beginning. Man and a woman. What was natural is marriage. And humans lived for centuries only in this natural relationship. Then corruption came. Immorality came, which is known as al-fahisha, and they started fornicating out of the constitution of marriage, man and woman, having sex, having free relationship, having illicit sexual intercourses between a man and a woman. They were not satisfied. And this is how shaitan works. فَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ. Do not follow the steps of shaitan. Shaitan doesn't come to you in one go. He comes step by step until you are ready. Like an excellent chef. He marinates you before putting you in fire. This is his objective. He's one of the best chefs ever. So now after illicit haram relationships, they're not happy. They want to go to something extra. So they came up with homosexuality, man with a man, woman with a woman. Something not natural. Will it stop? No. They have bestiality, having haram relations with an animal. A'udhu billah. Then what? What do you expect from such people? Now, our problem as Muslims is crystal clear. What does Islam say about homosexuality? It is prohibited, it is haram, it is unnatural. And Islam is not the only religion. Christianity says the same. Judaism says the same. The difference is in their holy book, it commands the execution and the stoning and the murder of those who do it. In the Quran, we don't have this. Allah did not have a prescribed punishment. So this is something related to the Muslim ruler, not to you and me. Muslims cannot go around on the streets and in campuses and malls looking for any homosexual to kill. A'udhu billah. This is not Islam. This is the role of the Muslim ruler, whether he prescribes that he's to be executed or to be thrown in jail or be taken to rehab facility. This is the Muslim ruler. He has his laws to be implemented. For us as Muslims, we simply know that this is haram. End of the story. What is our biggest problem today? Identity. As Muslims, because we don't know, what is this? I don't know what's this. Where is the book? We don't know the foundation of Islam. We don't know what Islam is. We lost our identity. And now, alhamdulillah, here in Malaysia, you're fine. Relatively, you're fine. In countries like Europe, North America, USA, and Canada, they're totally distorted. They don't know what they are. What are you? I said, wallahi, I'm a lizard. MashaAllah, tabarakallah. Another one says, wallahi, I'm a dinosaur. You treat me as a dinosaur. Please, talk to me as I want to be addressed. So you say, he. I said, no, don't say he. I'm not a he. Are you a she? No. Okay, are you an it? What do I refer you to? Said, say they. You're one. How are they? Said, this is how I would like to be addressed. This is stupid. You like to be addressed. It's your problem. I'm not going to address you. Except by, as I identify you. I identify you as a male, you are a male. I identify you as a female, you're a female. But I will not identify you as you wish. If I say to you, I'm a black, do you consider me to be one? This is stupid. So what is our problem today? Our problem now with the liberal Islam, with the American Islam. This is a new version of Islam. 0.001 is very bad. It's not good, you know, but it is there. In Islam, alhamdulillah, we have everything clear. Quran and Sunnah. In America, they have a new liberal Islam. So now you have a gay masjid in America. I know this for 15 years ago. I was debating with some people that time. And they identify Sheikh so-and-so as the gay imam. MashaAllah. What are you preaching, imam? Definitely not Quran and Sunnah. Because you cannot even know the Quran with all what Allah has mentioned about this. So nowadays, they are trying to shove down our throats their American Islam. And the biggest resistance of homosexuality is Islam. Because the vast majority of Muslims, they go by the book. قال الله قال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام. If we can find the loophole, we will take it. But there is no loophole. It is straight. You cannot do homosexuality. This is why when they ask me to come and teach you the alphabet, there aren't any left. L, G plus one, X, Y, Z. No alphabets. What? They took all the alphabets for them. So what's left for us? Few letters here and there. So we have to identify that the best defense of such immorality is Islam. How to do this? First of all, they want to create an issue. So they come, Islam is a very harsh religion. If you're gay, you're not a Muslim. This is a false, blatant lie. Homosexuality is not kufr, is not shirk. It's like any other sin. Homosexuality is like stealing money. It is like drinking intoxicants. It is like committing adultery or fornication. It's a sin. So don't try to convince people that homosexual, you're a kafir. No, you're not. You're a Muslim. Because when they put this on a scale, If you commit homosexuality, you're a kafir. You will create enemies against Islam. Islam doesn't say anything about you getting out of the fold of Islam for such a sin. But when you make haram halal, yes, now you're going against the Quran and against Allah's command. Whether you do it or not, you come and say, it is permissible to drink alcohol. It is permissible to fornicate. It is permissible to deal in riba, to borrow in riba and give in riba. This is halal. The moment you say this, you exit the fold of Islam, because this is something known from religion by default. But someone says it is halal to listen to music. Do we take him out of the fold of Islam? It's an issue of dispute. No, you're wrong. You're sinful. I'll prove it to you from the Quran and from the Sunnah, but this is not the time. But it's a sin. If he disagrees and says, no, I think it's okay, it's halal. In this case, we say that you're sinful, but he's not a kafir because it's an issue of dispute. Homosexuality, there is no dispute among any Muslim. And as I said, the biggest problem is when you come and object to the rulings of Islam. And you say, no, this is freedom of choice. I am inclined to be this or that. And it's a natural feeling. All of this is nonsense. I don't care how you feel or how you are naturally inclined. I care about what is your conviction and belief. Is homosexuality haram? Yes or no? Yes. Khalas, you're a Muslim. Now, you can be one of two. Someone who has the inclination. Someone who feels that, I want to, but I'm not doing anything. I'm resisting. So every time I get the feeling of touching Sheikh, I refrain. I said, A'udhu Billah. The Sheikh is pulling his hand. Sheikh Hussein, come on, give me a break. So I have this inclination, but I resist. I'm in jihad. I am rewarded. Allah Azza wa Jal will give me great rewards because I am suppressing this evil feeling of shaitan. And likewise in everything, pornography, the attempt to lie, to cheat, to do haram things, and you suppress it, you're in jihad. This is the beauty of our religion. Okay, what about if I fell in this sin and I have done it? Well, you have committed a major sin. So what to do? Repent. Ask Allah for forgiveness. Return to Allah Azza wa Jal, and Allah will accept you. Not only that, He will transform your sins into good deeds. Allahu Akbar. All my bad sins, your bad, your major, your minor, Allah will transform them as in Surah Al-Furqan at the very end, the last page. إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. Those who ask Allah for forgiveness and they repent and they do good deeds, switch. I have a million bad deeds. MashaAllah, credit. 1 million good deeds. This is one interpretation. Second interpretation, no. Your bad deeds, such as shirk, Allah will transform into tawheed. Killing, Allah will transform to safety. Fornication, Allah will transform into chastity. These are two different opinions, and both are valid and beautiful with the grace of Allah. So, regardless of your inclination, it's either you're in jihad or you're doing a major sin and you repent and Allah forgives you. Our problem is with the advocates, with the flag bearers who are holding, no, come, we have rainbow colors. And they wear, mashallah, hand rests, bands and necklaces and t-shirts. You find their backpack with, what are you doing? We have Pride Month. Huh? And you, mashallah, in Malaysia, wallahi, in Saudi Arabia, we were saying, Malaysian people are men. Excuse the women, we're not talking about females. Yeah? We're talking about 2 weeks ago, there was this homosexual singer who kissed a singer on stage in Kuala Lumpur. And the government immediately banned the whole festival and sent them home. In Saudi Arabia, we're saying, bagos. This is the way. This is how you protect the people. And this is how you should stand firm on your beliefs. Not allowing such disbelievers and kafirs and homosexuals to come and change your culture and change your relationship. Okay, Sheikh, let's be frank. If he's happy and I'm happy, what are you? Why are you angry? If two homosexuals are fine with it, isn't it enough to have the consent and the agreement? What do I say to him? Of course not. Agreement does not make haram halal. Do you know riba? Sheikh Hussein, give me 100,000 ringgit. I'll return it to you 110 next month. Good investment, 10,000 in 1 month. He's happy, I'm happy. Allah is not. Allah is considering this as war against him. Riba, though we're mutually have a consent. Also in zina, when a person has a haram relationship with a girl, and I get so many questions about this issue because it's a dangerous issue, especially among the youth. Sheikh, I know it's haram, but I was in a relationship for 6 years with a girl. You know, why you're coming to me? We broke up, Sheikh, and now I'm heartbroken. What to do? How to get her back? Go to hell and you'll meet her, inshallah. Why you're coming to me? Seriously, do you think I'm Dr. Phil? You are in a haram relationship and you admit it. You still want to go back to it? Wallah, you're crazy. So this is prevalent. This is very widely spread among the youth. And even if you don't have a girlfriend or girls don't have a boyfriend, their environment would say, you're not normal. Why not have a boyfriend, girlfriend? You should have this. They encourage you to do fahisha, immorality. They encourage you to sin. This is why here is the best environment. Not al-khadim. Meaning a place where you come and sit with those who share with you the same conviction, the same beliefs, the same reference of Quran and Sunnah. You don't speak in gibberish and they speak in Zimbabwe. No, we speak the same language. Qal Allah, qal al-Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam, Quran and Sunnah with the right aqidah. Khalas. This is the right environment to be in. And in relationships, Allah says, the unmarried woman or unmarried man found guilty of sexual intercourse, lash each one of them with 100 lashes. Flog them. Their zina was consensual. They were boyfriend, girlfriend. Yet their punishment in Islam, though this is natural, the inclination of a man to a woman is natural. And the inclination of a woman to a man is totally natural. Though you may not notice it. Every time someone calls me for fatwa on the phone, and I say, wa alaikum salam. My wife says, a woman, huh? How do you know? I said, if it's a man, you say, wa alaikum salam. If it's a woman, you soften your voice, wa alaikum salam. I don't notice this, but she, alhamdulillah, after 40 years of marriage, this is like life without parole. You know, it's a prison sentence, mashallah. But may Allah, Zallah khair reward her. It's natural. It's human nature. This is why we fight our nature, because shaitan is always pushing the bar, raising the bar a little bit. Huh? What's your limit, Sheikh? My limit is here. Okay, what about try here? Astaghfirullah, this is too much. Okay, I'll wait for you, Sheikh. I'll marinate you for 1 or 2 months. You'll be ready. And this is why you have to identify, am I on the right straight path or not? How do I know? I don't change. If you watch yourself and you're finding that, oh, last month I wasn't like this. And the month before I wasn't like this. I'm deteriorating. You have a big problem. Run to al-Khadim, to the Sheikh, to someone who will counsel you, who will monitor you, who will be your mentor to help you, not from plunging into the mud. But when you don't have anyone, when you're alone, when you are Mr. Perfect, who do you have friends? I don't need friends. Why? Oh, this one is Wahhabi, this one is Salafi, this one is Akhwani, this one is Sufi, this one is Shi'i, this one is... Nobody is good except me. So you never listen. You never learn. This is when shaitan hits you the hardest. The Prophet said, إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُ الذِّئْبُ مِنَ الْغَنَمِ الْخَاصِيَةِ The wolf only attacks a stray sheep. When the sheep is in the herd, the wolf waits. Okay, I'm waiting. Until one sheep comes and says, I don't need the congregation. I'm going for a smoke. The sheep goes, the moment it lights a cigarette, pew, khalas, rest in peace. The wolf had dinner, mashallah, and barbecue. So you watch out, because this is what shaitan does. So if Allah orders us to flog those who have natural inclination, but out of wedlock, what do you think those who have unnatural inclination to the same gender, same sex? This is even unnatural. It's not even in your own nature. This is what shaitan managed to change and transform. Wal'iyadu billah. Our nature, by the way, has changed drastically. Imagine, if I give water to a seven-year-old child, will he drink it? Yes. If I give him juice, will he drink it? If I give him cola, will he drink it? Ah, it's good cola. So they find the taste and enjoy it. If I give the seven-year-old a cigarette and he takes a puff, what will happen? Either faint, vomit, or engage in a fit of coughing for half an hour. Why? Because it's not natural. 1 week later, another try. 5 days later, another try. Now he's a smoker. The best smoke is after lunch. Allah. Or with a glass of tea or coffee in the morning. Ya salam. And they enjoy smoking in the bathroom. Ya Sheikh, you've been half an hour. Yeah, just this last cigarette. They enjoy what is not natural. And this is how our nature, our fitrah, has transformed. We don't notice this. We don't have someone to grab our hands and say, watch out. Shaitan has reached a very high level with you. He managed to do this and this and this. And you don't know. You don't have sincere people to come and advise you. Because if I come to advise you, oh, Sheikh, you don't know. You're a dinosaur. You come. Yeah, I am. I am a dinosaur. I was born in the previous century.
What about you, Sheikh?
Even Sheikh Hassan was born in the previous century. So we are dinosaurs, but we know Quran and Sunnah. So the Quran that Allah revealed for all generations and all locations is still the same Quran. It is the foundation of our deen. This is why you need to seek advice. You need to seek a sincere guiding and touring about your religion. Why is homosexuality haram? Now this question happens with every single thing in the deen. Why is Maghrib 3 rak'ah? Any answers? Why isn't it even numbers? Fajr 2, Dhuhr, Asr, Isha 4. Might as well make Maghrib either 4 or 2. Why 3? Because Allah says so. Very easy. Okay. Logical. Then why this? Why that? Because Allah ordered it. Why homosexuality is haram? Number one, because it's not natural. Nowhere you will find an inclination in a normal person to the same gender. Yani, I know people, I was talking in a counseling session the other day, yani, a few hours ago, with a brother. And I was saying to him, in Malaysia, in Indonesia, every day they bring me a masseuse to make massage for me. And he said, oh, Sheikh, I cannot allow a man to touch me. I feel very weird. But subhanAllah, if I bring you a female masseuse, it's okay? He said, yeah, it's okay. Look how, yani, this is, it's haram. It is haram in Islam. But people, when they don't have Quran and Sunnah to guide them, they go astray. So, first of all, it is not natural. Allah says in the Quran, أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقَ وَهُوَ اللَّطِيفُ الْخَبِيرُ. Doesn't Allah Azza wa Jal know who He created? So when Allah tells you something, He knows exactly what's good for you. When a mechanic tells you that this car of yours, I made it. It needs this amount of fuel, this amount of oil, and you have to drive it in this way. I know, because I'm the mechanic. Wallah Azza wa Jal knows what's best for us. That's why He tells us this is prohibited and bad for you. Also, homosexuality is the cause of mental and physical illnesses. As for mental illnesses, homosexuality is for someone who is mentally sick. You have to admit this. No one has the inclination to the same gender except someone who has a screw unscrewed. It needs to be tightened in his head. Because this is not natural. This is, I don't know how you translate this in Bahasa, but and I think it's universal. It is, yet those people enjoy it. A'udhu billah. So this is psychological and mental illness. As for the physical illness, ask any doctor, kafir doctors. They will say herpes, AIDS, chlamydia, syphilis, the whole nine yards, cancer of the rectum. All of this is caused by homosexuality. And if it's not today, wait for it, a couple of weeks, it will happen. Wal-iyadu billah. This is filth. So this is one of the reasons, and also it makes people who are engaged in homosexuality aggressive. And their behavior and attitude is not normal. And this is found in the West a lot. And the therapists know this for sure. Now, for us Muslims, Quran is enough. Allah says in the Quran, and they who guard their private parts, except from their wives or those their right hands possesses, for indeed they will not be blamed. So these are the two halal, your wives and right hand possession. Right hand possession today, we don't have, but inshallah, we will have. And okay, what happens if this happens? You will not be blamed. But whoever seeks beyond that, then those are the transgressors. You do zina, haram. You do masturbation, haram. You do homosexuality, bestiality, any form of fulfilling your sexual desire other than what Allah has permitted you to do, you are transgressing. And also, Allah says in the Quran, do you approach males among the worlds and leave what your Lord has created for you as mates? But you are a people transgressing. This is not normal. And look at the punishment that Allah has placed upon the people of Lut. Punishment unlike any other. Allah says, so when our command came, we made the highest part of the city its lowest. It was taken by the wing of Archangel Jibril to the heavens and then flipped and then let go. So they fell on their heads. Allah says, Azza wa Jal, and rained upon them stones of layered hard clay. Not only this is enough, they will die. But as they're falling, stones of clay, sijil, mandud, it was thrown at them. And not only that, these stones are marked by the name. This is for John. This is for Matthew. This is for Luke. It so happens in the Bible. I have nothing to do with this. But this is examples for the names. Everyone's name was on that stone of clay and penetrating them and killing them. And Allah says, and it, that is the punishment of Allah, is not from the wrongdoers very far. What a warning. Wrongdoers, it's not far from us. If you follow suit, you will have the punishment coming to you. When? This is with Allah, but it will come. So this is something we have to be careful, but I don't think we need to. We Muslims, we're natural. We know that this is wrong, but the Sheikh insisted that I speak about this topic, so I spoke about it. Now, what about new things, ya Sheikh, we did not have in the past, such as transgenders, transvestites? We have drag queens. What to do with those? In the past, they did not have it. A man born as a man will remain a man. Even if they go to have surgery and they have hormones and they make cosmetic surgery to enhance their breast, their different parts, and with the hormone therapy, different parts of the body is relocated with in terms of meat, he's still a man. Sheikh, the voice is different. He speaks like this now. He's still a man. He looks like a woman. This is artificial. He cannot conceive. He cannot have the menstruation. He cannot at all be connected to females. Likewise, a female doing the same procedure for men, though it's a little bit tricky. We're in the masjid, I cannot elaborate, but yeah, you know. So what to do? And this is a question I get. Sheikh, I met a woman, a sister says, and she's a Christian. And I spoke to her about Islam, and alhamdulillah, she accepted Islam. Alhamdulillah. Should I bring her here, Sheikh? Okay. But after she accepted Islam, she told me that 10 years ago, she was a man. And then she done, you know, the surgery and hormone treatment, and she changed from Danny to Dania or something like that. So now I am shocked. What should I, how do I treat it? Is it a he or a she? What's the answer? It's a he. But Sheikh, they lost the equipment and all the tools, and it's still a he, regardless of this. And this is why the Prophet, when there was a man who was not a man, castrated, so he doesn't have the tools, so we call him mukhannath. What's the English word for it? Nocht? Nocht? Okay, khalas, you know. I don't say these difficult words. My English is... So, this man, or semi-man, used to sit with the boys, but they know that he's not a real man. So they take it easy for him to go to the women's section. So he used to go and mix with women, and they're safe. They're not afraid of him. Most women, by the way, love gay men. They take gay men as best friends. A brother, bearded brother, yani from Ahl al-Masjid, he says, my wife has a gay friend, Sheikh. A'udhu billah. And I tell her, she says, you know, he's not a man. How do you know? Test drive? He says he's gay. You believe? He's entering and seeing and touching things that he's not supposed to. This man used to do the same. So once he was sitting with the companions, and he said, tomorrow, when you conquer Taif, woman by the name of so-and-so, she's good. She comes with 4 and leaves with 8. A description of how big a woman is. And that was, at the time, a sign of beauty. Nowadays, the thinner you are, the beauty you are. So they put you on the scale. Huh, how much? Well, 50 kg. Good. If you're 60, not good. So when the Prophet heard this, alayhi salam, he said, this man must not enter upon women. Why? Because he knows beauty. He knows how to describe. So he's not safe. And the same thing with that sister who became a Muslim, lost her tools, but sorry, what to do? We have to give her anti-treatment. Sorry, we have to give it anti-treatment to get back into manhood. Although this is not possible to completely go to manhood, but at least it can become a man again by hormones and by changing the voice, by acting like a man with psychiatric treatment. So I pray to Allah Azza wa Jal that He protects all of us. Allah, I pray to Him that He protects our children. And I pray to Allah that He protects Malaysia and the rest of the Muslim countries from such a psychiatric illness and such filth. We have to stand firm by showing the world that it's your choice, but you don't have the right to force your choice upon me. As I don't have the right to force my religion upon you by saying, accept Islam or chop your head off. Can I do this? So why do you force your beliefs and your filth upon me, upon the Muslims? They're attacking the children at 6 and 7 years of age in school there. This is why I tell Muslims there, come to Malaysia, migrate. Here, wallahi, I tell them to come to migrate to Malaysia, because here it's a Muslim country and you have the infrastructure and you have everything fine to you, but don't live with these disbelievers, because a 5 or 6 years old child goes to the dentist. The dentist asks him, how do you feel? And the father is standing next to the boy. And the father wants to kill the dentist. And the dentist says, my hand is 911. I'm quick in drawing. And the doctor asks, how do you feel? Do you feel like a boy or you're inclined to be a girl? This is what they're doing. So even if you're not thinking of it, they say, well, I got out of the closet. This is the terminology. Ish, got out of the closet. Said, meaning I was a man, but now, alhamdulillah, I'm liberated. I am a woman. Sheikh, your beard is too long. What kind of a woman is this? So you have to stand strong and show the world that this is our identity, this is our belief, this is our Quran that we can never let go. And this is our sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, and this is how Allah created me. I'm proud to be a man. And if you're a woman, be proud that Allah created you a woman, and be pure and be safe. بإذن الله والله أعلم ونسبة العلم إليه أسلم وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد.